This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, hello, hello. It is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, September 7th.
Yeah, today's show is info edutainment.
Absolutely. As it is every day.
There was all kinds of information. There was education. And it was very entertaining.
Absolutely. That's why we only do one show a day.
That's right. Won't do two.
Can't do two. It's too much. It just wears us out too much.
From Beetlejuice.
From Beetlejuice. It was sad yesterday. I was on my way home, and I got a text alert that Burt Reynolds had died.
Yeah.
Oh, so sad.
It was sad. It made me one of my favorite movies was Smokey and the Bandit as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I even went out and got like the little CB book that had all the tin codes
in it.
So you knew what it was. But it was really kind of a sad passing on his end. He was 82, heart attack. So
yeah.
This morning on the show, we talked about why it seems like, let's be honest, you sit behind a desk all day, answer phone, send an email, you're on your computer, maybe even eat lunch at your desk.
Not a lot of physical exertion.
Right. But like, it takes so much energy to just open the door to get home.
You get home and you go, I am beat.
I can't make dinner. I'm exhausted. What's going on here? And that's what a scientist
life.
Kind of looked at. Yeah, really, it's life. And what they found was kind of this goes back to our pre-programmed days when we actually were hunter-gatherer type people.
All right.
So your mind, as you're sitting at work, is figuring out, how am I going to do this, blah, blah. It's plotting. It's figuring out everything that it normally would do. However, your body's not kind of taking the orders from your brain. So, you know, for instance, when you're out hunter-gathering, you got to figure out how to take the buffalo down or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you would run and you would do whatever. You don't have that physical activity. So what happens is it confuses your brain. And in essence, it makes your brain tired and your muscles are like, wait a minute, we haven't done anything. I'm not tired at all. And that probably leads to why sometimes you feel so tired and you have sleeplessness and it just doesn't really work out for you.
So that's what caused mental fatigue, is you're not getting enough physical activity.
Physical activity. So they're basically saying
have a balance there.
As simple as going out for a long walk once a day,
that's a great idea,
should be a really good way that kind of balances your brain activity with your physical activity and therefore should help you feel better.
Yeah, and right after lunch, if you could take a little walk, you'll burn a lot more calories from that lunch you just ate.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mitch got me a bicycle over the weekend, last weekend, and we've been going cycling every night when he gets home from work.
Good.
And
it's fun.
Yeah, it is. I've been sleeping better. Like, less hours because that's another story. But like the sleep that I'm getting is so much better because I'm finally physically tired.
Right.
As well as mentally tired.
Yeah.
You have a helmet, right?
I wear a helmet.
Excellent.
And I have the biggest seat they could possibly give me.
Most comfortable.
Because, yes, those
does Lazy Boy make a bicycle seat?
They actually make bicycle seats now without the front part.
Oh, okay.
Does that
I see
make
what
sense?
You mean. Yeah.
Like it literally looks like a bum.
Yeah, it's called a horn.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was tempted to get that, but it doesn't give you the best posture on your bike.
So your bicycle seat's not as horny as one of the others.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's
stick and move.
Let's talk about the new iPhone. It should be out here next week. They're anticipating the XS. Nothing really. I didn't see anything like it's going to make me want to go buy money.
Is the same processor and all that pretty much?
I think it's a little better processor, a little better camera, a little bit. You know, not enough to just drop what you're doing. But this is kind of the biggest news. Is actually going to be the connecting cable.
Now,
since the creation of the iPhone back in 2007, they've always used a USB port for you to plug into your phone or to your computer to charge it or to your car to charge it. So all this stuff was kind of built on it.
But did you know there are different USBs? There's a USB-A.
Yes.
And there's a USB-C.
And
there's about 32 USBs in my drawer, and I don't know what any of them do for anything. So I can't wait to add another one.
Yeah, it's the end that you stick into your wall charger, the plug thing.
Or the computer.
That's what's changing, because it's getting smaller, and it's called the USB-C connector. It actually is better for us because it will charge the phone faster and data goes across it much quicker.
See,
problem
that is, I had no idea that it passes data faster.
Yeah, and that was the whole thing about it makes no sense. Remember when we went to the 30-pin lightning down to the 8? It sends data faster, and I don't understand that. Less is more. But the big news is that, of course, everything like your car and your computers and everything are not going to be able to charge your phone, or you're not going to be able to connect it to play music through your unless you have like Bluetooth.
I want to talk to my broker. Let's invest in adapter.
Yeah.
Because that's where everybody's going to need an adapter, right?
And that's what Apple's plan is as they launch next week, is to sell a USB-C adapter for a USB-A, which is the current one we have. Sold separately, of course, just like Apple.
Yes.
And it is kind of interesting, though. This is the USB protocols for how these were made. We've been on this. It's been the same one since 1996. So it is, I guess, time for it to evolve to faster, data being transferred.
Does anybody want to buy a whole drawer full of old stuff that didn't work anymore?
Yeah. I have one of those, you know those awesome little extra phone chargers you can bring with you. They're nice and sleek and small, and you can, if you're out on the go, you can plug your phone into it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I currently have no idea where the correct USB to charge the charger is.
Okay.
So it's useless.
It's
because yet again, it's another freaking charger.
It reminds me of the mini USB, the super mini, and all this other thing for the Androids and when I had a BlackBerry.
Right.
It was like, I have no idea how to charge this. I'm going to, hopefully this works.
I just bought a micro memory chip. Instead of the mini ones, now there's a micro one too that's like the size of your thumbnail.
Yeah, you sneeze, you lose it.
Yeah, seriously, you lose it in the carpet,
let's talk about the coconut oil man.
All right, pizza face. It might be the pizza. It might be the coconut,
Yeah, it's actually, it's great for cooking. Well, not so great. I mean, if you use it in moderation, it's fine. Apparently, it's really good for skin. And some people, it actually causes you to break out with acne. And that's thanks to the comedogenic property and oils in it. And basically, it causes your pores to back up, so it causes whiteheads or blackheads.
Okay, there you go. See, and it doesn't happen right away. It takes a little while for this to happen, too.
It builds up.
I've been using coconut oil for years on everything. Uh-huh. Like that guy in my Big Fat Greek Wedding with the Windex.
Yeah.
That's what I use coconut oil for. Anything. Split ends, coconut oil.
Right.
Hangnail, coconut oil. And I've never had this, so I'm very glad.
Coconut oil. Yeah.
It doesn't affect everybody, but in essence, if you've had a recent acne breakout and about a month or so you've been on using coconut or even used it for a few day or two and wondering what happened, that's probably where it stems from. For just find something that has less of that particular oil, which is in the arjen and jojoba oils. Did I say that right this time?
Jojoba. Yes, you did, senor.
All right. What are you calling a hoe?
Hey, speaking of oil, let's talk about pizza.
Man, it's the most dangerous food out there because it's pointy, right?
It is dangerous. I think it's dangerous more because of the hot cheese and the utensil you use to cut it. This is according to the U.S. Consumer Protection Safety Commission. They said last year alone, about 2,300 people were rushed to emergency rooms with pizza-related injuries.
Right. Let me quantify this. 2,300 people were rushed to the emergency room and admitted they had pizza-related injuries. Who knows how many it really was, Chris?
They couldn't come up with a better story on the drop of a hat there.
Just tell them it was the pizza, okay?
But, they talk about the little pizza wheel where you slice it, maybe cutting a little bit of your finger off or something like that.
Ugh.
But mainly, I would imagine, it's the hot, gooey cheese. And it really is true. Those Totino pizzas, which, by the way, 30 years ago were still a dollar each.
Right, they still are.
Still a dollar each. When you're poor, when you're younger and everything, I would stick them into the oven. It takes like 30 minutes to cook, and you're starving in the last 10 minutes because it just smells so good.
Right.
You pull it out. I mean, you're just chomping down. The top of your mouth is just gone.
They are filled with liquid lava.
Yeah.
If you burn the roof of your mouth, the emergency room can't do anything for you.
No.
Okay?
They
can't. That's where ice cream comes in.
But they also talk about not only it's like burning and hurting yourself, it's actually like from fall-related injuries. They say there's actually people that have been reporting falling while carrying a pizza, falling in pizza places, where's a lawyer, and even falling out of bed while reaching for a pizza, you fat bastard.
That's my favorite one. I actually admitted that, I was reaching for pizza and I fell out of bed.
Oh, my gosh. So there you go. And why they're bringing this out is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but they're really talking about mainly, being more mindful of mundane things.
Of everything, the things you're used to doing every day will just be more mindful.
I'll do that at the gym. I'll go in and sometimes if I know I'm sleepy or I'm distracted, I'll stop because I'm not concentrating on my form, and I'm going to injure myself.
You can hurt yourself. Yeah, you really can.
Yeah. Houseplants. We love this one. The story Kristen shared with us when we were talking about buying plastic houseplants. As she rolls her eyes, I can already see it.
We're going to tell the story again right now.
What was it? You were watering a plant and couldn't figure out why?
Yeah, we bought a new house, and it had a beautiful window box out the kitchen window. And so, gorgeous flowers in it. So I watered them, and I watered them, and I watered them. Year round, they bloomed. I mean, the blooms
beautiful.
Maybe didn't change.
Uh-huh.
They were beautiful.
Uh-huh.
About a year later, like I said, I went outside because I just was finally realizing.
The light bulb came on.
I watered
Wait
these
a minute.
Things. Yeah, they were plastic.
Okay.
They were in real dirt.
Real
in
dirt.
In a real planter box, but they were plastic.
Oh. Well, we did learn that apparently water does not destroy. You can't overwater a plastic plant,
yeah.
But you can overwater regular plants. So there are some plants that are like, bring it on. I'll take the water.
Yeah.
And they look pretty nice. One of them is called Baby Tears. It's a bright green creeping plant.
I love this plant.
Usually in terrariums is where you will find it. But if you put it as a hanging plant, it actually looks really, really nice.
Because it kind of hangs over and you can throw it up and stuff. Yeah.
And it looks like a pearl
and
necklace.
And you can't. Over water it.
No, it loves water. It's right. Like, bring it on here. Cypress plants have tall grass-like shoots topped with slender brackets that droop downward in an umbrella shape.
Nice.
They're native to tropical swamps, so yeah, they'll love the water as well. And then the Boston fern. It's an upright shamrock green fronds that droop gracefully. Apparently, it is very easy to grow on top of the fact that you never are to let the roots dry out.
Yeah, and they're easy to find. That's a classic houseplant, the Boston fern.
Right, absolutely. They say it, but regardless of how much water they have, it really goes down to having proper drainage.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have the water sit there because it will then start to rot out the root. So make sure that your planter has holes in it at the bottom. Terracotta is probably the best because you can kind of see it when it changes color. It's just dry. And then finally, probably my favorite story of all of them today, you know, we can go by the stereotypes. Guys love sports.
Sure.
Women's not so much.
Right.
But sometimes women will just kind of play along, don't really understand what's going on with the game. But they know their husband really likes the game and they like it. But here's what they have found out. Women are just as passionate, probably more passionate about their favorite sports teams than men.
That's incredible. This recent survey just will turn the world upside down.
They found out when it comes to passionate sports fans, women are more than men are turned off when you're not a fan of their team.
Wow.
So if you love the New England Patriots and you're an Eagles fan and she loves the Patriots, man, you're in for trouble.
Yes, it's like one out of four women wouldn't date you if you were root for the wrong team.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
They'll dump you versus only 15% of guys would do the exact same
thing.
We're
just glad you answered the phone, okay?
Yeah, in fact, they said that most men wish that their partner shared their general enthusiasm for sports. A third of the men wish that they actually said that they'd be willing to gain 10 pounds or even add 20 minutes to their commute in order for their partners to share their interests. This was probably the most interesting one. About almost 41% of men said that it is more important that their partner root for the same team than it be more important that they come from the same religious backgrounds.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Rather share sports fandom than religion.
And then when it comes to bow, chicka, bow, bow, 22% of those passionate fans said they turned down romantic encounters to watch the football game or sports game.
When Chris said bow, chicka, bow, bow. You know what that meant.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
These people need to get their priorities straight.
I know. It's like, really? Because, you know, nothing against sports. I do like watching sports and everything, but there's always another game. There isn't always another love.
Yeah, that's true.
I absolutely agree. I mean, Mitch and I are avid hockey fans, and we each like very different teams. Thankfully, not teams that hate each other.
Uh-huh.
But so what?
I got a great hockey joke I can't tell right now.
You really?
Yeah.
All right.
Can't do it. Even though it's a podcast, I just can't do it.
All right.
As soon as the mics go off, I'm going to tell you guys.
All right. So we might have addendum to this to say.
You can text me and I'll let you know.
Yeah, do that. That works better. So that's our show for today. Friday, September 7th, of course. We're on the air live Monday through Friday on 98.5 right. KTK.
The punchline is so they can both watch the hockey game.
Mm.
That's all I'm going to tell you. ABC ya.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.